True Wealth is and probably will remain sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. We are a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. Been in business 25 years. Going through some good changes. Things are good. They're great. I mean, it's been wonderful. We've had... it's been good for me. I mean, sadly, I lost a real key employee who passed. I had another guy depart with stage 4 cancer this year. And we had another employee who had chosen a road in life that he certainly wasn't on when he began here. And it's just been interesting. I've got my daughter, myself. We've got a couple other people here. But I think what's really good is I'm getting my finger on the pulse a lot more. And there's been, you know, we have a certain standard at this shop. You know, I've always said honesty, integrity, professionalism, things like that. And then I'm, you know, I'm meeting people, talking to people. And there's, you know, some people haven't had always the best experience. And I'm doing everything I can to make that right. It's hard when people don't share the standard because I can't be there all the time. But it really boils down to leadership, which is my part, admiration, which is, you know, life, and then mentorship, which if people want to learn, you know, this is a continuous state of evolution. People just don't understand when you get into coins. It's like they'll be like, oh, I understand silver and gold. All right, we'll come back here. And they're like, wow, you know. And there's just a one at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, chop, 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 brick by brick. You get the point. You just learn one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. And you learn over time. But it's really weird to try. You can't create the passion and desire for that kind of knowledge, which is, you know, and then some people. Yeah, I've had so many different employees over the years. And I seek Christian and... You know, if it comes to if their numismatic experience or something is so great that maybe they're not a full, you know, my version of a Christian, but, you know, maybe going to church and doing whatever, and then we'll work on fixing that. But anyway, so that's been who we are, and we've got God's doing some good things. He's rebuilding it in a really beautiful way with, I think, I would say with people with a little greater passion in some areas. I have a ton of passion, and I just didn't always, that wasn't always what was going on here. So my apologies for that. And it's just been educational for me to be at the counter. One other thing to throw in there, we get people, I mean, that listen to the radio show, and they're like, oh, Kevin, I got to talk to you. I have this or that information. We got to go to lunch or something. I've got, you know, literally like 50,000 listeners over time or something that I get that kind of offer all the time. I just, when I work, I work. If you have information you think is relevant, drop it off or email it or to info@coinsplus.com, attention Kevin. You know, I'm interested if it's not, you know, anti-Semitic or something. And yes, I have received my share of that stuff, and no, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't read it, but, you know, we get all types. You always know it's good when someone doesn't put their return address on an envelope, and, okay, so they won't put their return address and they don't sign it. That's when you're like, oh, yeah, you're real legit. If you can't put your name, if you can't sign your name to your work or your comment, I don't care who you are, it's cowardice. There's nobody who's going to read an anonymous letter and go, man, you just turned my life over. I am going to start to hate those Jews. I'm going to kill those. I'm just joking. But I mean, literally, it's like, seriously? You think someone's going to get a random note that or emails or whatever in quantity, whatever, and they're going to go, well, thanks for enlightening me and not being able to sign your name. There's a matter of pride there. You know, it says in Proverbs, your name is your highest honor, your most valuable asset. If you can't put your name to it, you shouldn't be doing it, is the way I see it. So let us kind of plow forward here a little bit today and determine a direction. We've got to talk about, I got a lot kind of on my mind. I know that's always the case. But we got this, oh my gosh, folks, this election. You remember after this bad boy went down, I prayed on the air, and you're like, ah, whatever. Folks, this is tough stuff, right? This is not, I'm telling you the thing. There's a lot of people that drink the Kool-Aid. I had a customer in today that works at an auto shop, and, you know, he's looking one way at it, and you know which way that is, not the way I am. But it has so much to do with where you get your news. And what's really stinky is, if I feel like this, if people watch CNN or whatever, MSNBC, when they talk about Trump, it is with such disdain, just like, you know, and it's like, it's just disgusting to them. It's disgusting, and it's, like I said, disdainful, and the vitriol is just dripping, and it's just nasty and rude and disrespectful. And I'm like, Lord, man, you know, is the guy that bad? No. Is he a little bit odd? Yeah. Does he speak the way I do? No. Could I do what he's done? Heck no, nowhere near. God put him in there. So, folks, here's a question. If Trump means final overriding factor or resource, that's what his name means, and Biden means a waste. If Trump got in the first time, and now Biden, you know, we're definitely not going to say, we'll say if Trump won and Biden got in, the answer is yes, he did steal the election, okay? Terribly. Sending out tens of millions of ballots around the nation unsolicited? What do you expect? I mean, and then they keep doing the, there's no widespread, there's no evidence of widespread, they don't use collusion, what is it, election fraud or whatever. Really? Every state has lawsuits going over verifiable, documented, and they're like, yeah, but you have to look at the percentage of the votes it affects. Folks, let me tell you something. I've been in the money world a long time. I've been in management and leadership stuff a long time. There was a time in banking where I was over 100, and, well, more than that. I was a superior over 148 people in our main Seattle branch, and then all the branch managers and whatnot. You know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of employees. Okay? And when, you know, when it comes down to it, I mean, when you look at, like, the situation with Trump and these kinds of things, you don't, when you're managing people, you don't, you, I mean, it's impossible to basically control them. So here's the deal. When you find an issue, you just scratched the tip of an iceberg. Do you think that you're going to run a business and you're going to just skim by, oh, hey, found that theft or whatever. Boy, sure good I found that theft because that's all my theft. You're a fool, okay, if you think that. You're a fool if you're a parent and your child gets arrested for shoplifting or you catch them with some drugs and they're like, this is the first time I promise I ever did it. Folks, I'll tell you what, that ain't the case, right? I've learned here when I've had employees that, and the problem in our business, anyone who becomes seasoned is like, man, this place is crazy. Every mistake you make is money, and if it's in the customer's favor, they don't say anything, and if it's in yours, they do. And, you know, I've had a number of employees over the years that have made certain kinds of mistakes. Well, when I catch those mistakes, I know now it is, what do they use the term, not pattern, but systematic. It's usually systematic. And here a while ago with one employee where we had substantial amounts of a certain gold medal missing, it turned out to be a systematic situation, right? I mean, so this, when you find voter fraud in every state, And, you know, here's the thing. When you find it in every single state, it's systematic. You don't say, well, it only affected 6% of the votes. You're like, this is a problem. You know, and then my background is in applied mathematics and statistics. I guarantee you, statisticians could go in and do random samples and run statistics on the whole thing and tell you what the likelihood is that you would pass X number of people, X number of days, X number of conversations over X number of time, and all that and all that and all that, and then calculate the odds and percentage chance that you just randomly tripped over the one time they screwed up. They could also calculate, reverse calculate. I know this sounds crazy. Statistics is powerful stuff. It's way more than we interviewed 55,000 people and 37 said no and, you know, whatever said yes. That's not statistics. That's polling. Applied mathematics and statistics gets a bit stringent. A lot of people hated calculus. They went, you know, you go in high school, been a while, you do the algebra and then you do what, trig and geometry. And then if you're really super advanced, which I wasn't, you take calc and you take pre-calc in high school. Then you go to college and you take calculus. And everybody has to take one class of calc. Not everybody, but a lot of sciences. Oh, I hate it. It's so terrible. And I had 12 quarters of it. When you had to take one, you know, and on top of that, you can't even imagine the math I punished myself with. I don't know why. Maybe I felt that I deserved it or something, but supposedly it created a mental benefit for a while. I don't know about now, but you know, who knows? At least I took the hard road, right? The road less traveled. Funny how I have to do that with everything in my life. Which has definitely been the way my life has gone. My wife and I were talking about that here recently. I mean, we just, God just chooses us for the Forrest Gump School of Hard Knocks. That's kind of how my life's been. So, I want to go over a couple scriptures. I talked Wednesday about Hebrews 11, you know, that basically, you know, God's glorifying, lifting up men who went out and defended our nation by faith. They raised arms, they kicked butt, they conquered nations. That's the God of the Bible. Now we do the, well, you know, that was the God of the Old Testament. The God of the New Testament likes flowers and puppies and soft little bunny rabbits. And everything is just love. We don't do anything but love. You know what? Love is an amazingly powerful word in the Greek language. It's got seven connotations. Seven. It goes all the way from eros, which is the attracted, sexual, whatever you want to call love, to agape, which is the fully sacrificing, I'm committed you till we die, love. There's the philia, which means I love humans and I do charitable goods, you know, or charitable works, I should say, or give goods, whatever, you know, and on we go. We have, they have the love for a puppy and acre, and, you know, it's a beautiful language. I mean, it's an amazing language. Interesting how the Bible was written at the peak of the peak of the peak of the peak of Greek writing, which was the highest, most advanced, in-depth language ever. And people are like, really? Smarter than us now with our iPhones? Because when I text, I just write, you know, A-M-Y. That means Amy, Marion, you know, whatever. I mean, sorry, that was really bad. No, they go, they do the OMW. That means on my way. So the answer is yes. The Greek language was a little bit better than ours. Now, we hire these young kids. I had a friend who's in a very, very, very significant position at a very, very, very prominent school in our area. And he has sent me interns in the past years and years, last few years, not, you know, we're not getting any. And recently he said to me, Kevin, you know, he told me a different category of people to hire because The college kids are sliding back. The young kids. No one's got any pressure to perform, man. You know? I mean, hang out with the parents. You can live there till you're 30. Mommy's cool with it. Because mommy says, it's too expensive to live. What do you think gives people the drive? If they're out at X age and they're living with friends in an apartment and they got to buy the food, pay the utilities, whatever. What gives them the drive to go work? You know, in this world, we've talked recently on faith. It's something God's been showing me a lot. God blesses those who take action, right? They get up, they stand up, they go out, and they do. That's who he blesses. And you can't get blessed if you're sitting around sucking on a welfare check, okay? Now, if you're a single mom, life fell apart, you're trying to, you know, fend for yourself while you get through a bridge, then yeah, that's a different deal. But as a lifestyle, you know... As a lifestyle, it's not going to really, I wouldn't see it as being a high improvement to your spiritual condition. Just saying. Okay, so let's get a roll on here. See if I know what I'm doing, maybe. Maybe I do. So, okay, when we get to this election thing, I started out on the show talking about how smart or crafty the Democrats were. And I mean crafty. I mean, I believe this. I believe that there, I think that's why Kamala Harris just got crystal quiet, because she knows that there is voter election fraud, massive, systematic, you betcha. She knows it exists. She knows how bad it is. I believe this is all hypothesis and opinion. I believe that's why she's laid back, stayed low. Because she's like, you can do this, but I don't know anything about it. Because she was a prosecutor in San Francisco, for a district prosecutor. And she did prosecute voter fraud. If you're a Republican, you get life. If you're a Democrat, you get a prize if you cheat in the election. And that is actually the truth. So when the Bible says to be as wise as serpents, I talked about this lately. Obviously means, you know, the devil's got that side too. But is it interesting that Jesus, he's complimenting the devil there, is he not? I mean, let's be honest. He's complimenting the devil. He's saying, you need to be as wise as that bugger. You know, Jesus, there's so much we don't know, folks. The Bible is more than sufficient, but it is not complete. Only one theologian I've ever talked to argued with me about that, but that's just foolishness. If it was complete, we'd know everything. It says one day we'll know everything. We know nothing now. We see dimly as through a mirror. Of course it's not complete. Right? But there's things like Jesus knew Lucifer, okay? We don't know the whole chronology and when did God have a son? You know, we don't know that. That's interesting. That's bizarre. How did he have it? We were like, well, we don't have to think about that because he's God. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah, okay. I'm sure that God would want you to never use your brain and try to just ponder his depth and magnitude. You just kind of walk around like a robot, right? No. Otherwise, why did he give it to you? We get so lost in foolishness. It's like he gives you a brain that to this day is a million, a jillion times more powerful than the most powerful supercomputer on Earth. And you're like, nuh-uh. It can calculate pi out to 25,000 places in, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. And I can't do that. That's not wisdom and intelligence. That's math. They're really good calculators. But you go to the overall big picture, no way. There's no comparison. Your brain's amazing. You need to be thinking about these things. You need to be pondering these things. Where did Jesus come from? Why did God make Lucifer? And why did Lucifer have the ability to fall? And what does he look like? How amazing was he? And after he fell, what did he look like? Even though he can still hide as an angel of light, why does he look so evil in pictures and drawings? Aren't we fantasizing? I don't think so. The book of Adam and Eve says that when he fell, it says God took his light away, whatever that means. Problem with the book of Adam and Eve, it was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls multiple times. But they didn't, you know, it wasn't. Nothing was canonized in. All the canons were done a long, 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 long time ago. And the book of Adam and Eve was around then. But apparently it wasn't that important to Catholic canon. Right? In the book of Adam and Eve, it says he lost his light, but he appeared as an angel of light. And there's stories of him bringing, you know, Adam and Eve are the first ones on earth. They're kicked out of the garden. They're trying to make their way. They're living in a cave at first. That's probably where we get the caveman story, to be honest with you. You know, and I love that Neanderthal man. We came from Neanderthal man. They find one piece of a knuckle. This is true, folks. This is true. They find a little couple bones here and bones there. Forever, people are like, I still have kids go, when you argue evolution, they go, nuh-uh, what about Lucy? Well, they've debunked that a long time ago. It was a pig jaw with a human jaw or something. It was a joke. Done on purpose to deceive, to get fame. And then out in the middle of Africa, we find what we call Neanderthal man. And we've got this goofy-looking gorilla guy with bad posture. And you know, the whole thing is like, you go back in time, the people that were living around when Neanderthal man, whatever, whoever he was, you know, if they're all dead and they're talking and they're like, you'd never believe who they picked for, you know, to call Neanderthal man. You remember that guy, Mitch, that lived down the road that had the really deformed face and bad posture? Him. They'd be like, no way, really? Why'd they pick him, man? They think we're all that ugly back then or what, you know? I mean, this is seriously what... That's seriously how foolish it is. We get one piece of this and a piece of that. No, that's what we all were. We were bent over gorilla people. Like, yeah. And that makes God a liar. And you're comfortable with that because... And there's no legitimate refutation of the Bible. People get into the craziest stuff. But, you know, the whole thing is that's just not where we came from. So anyway, that may be where it came from. That Adam and Eve did live in a cave when they got out. Got out like they got let out of heaven, kind of. The Garden of Eden. And the book of Adam and Eve talks about the fact they wouldn't leave. They kept wanting to get back in for a year. Can you imagine? Think about the reality of it. You've been in absolute bliss at a level you don't even know. You do not know what you do not know. And that is something so hard to comprehend. And I've heard that. Years back, I talked to a couple gentlemen who were Iranian hostages many, many years ago. And they were traveling in, you know, wherever, and they had a situation come up, and like they said, life was good. They said, our life was so good. They didn't know how rich. And they said, all of a sudden, when these crazy guys grab you, hood you, start beating you up, cut you, you won't feed you, starve you, slap you around, torture you for years, lie to you, tell you your country agrees that you're a spy, you know, on and on and on and on. I had these two guys talking to me years back. They said, you don't know what you don't know. And they said, you know, they wish that every American could just for a second experience what they experienced. And they said, your love for this country will go through the roof. These people that are out there literally, deliberately, intentionally tearing us apart, are spoiled, rotten brats. And they'll say, no, we're not. We're not rich. Well, you can be spoiled as heck without being rich. You know, and you're way above average globally, I'll tell you that. And you know, riches is not, I mean, you ever seen a little, you think only little spoiled kids come from rich homes? No way. Moms, it's just saying, it's not being able to say no. Letting them do whatever they want, whenever they want, etc. You know, we're getting this more and more. These are the people taking over our society. They attack the one percenters, those evil, rotten, horrible one percenters. Those people who work their tail off and they're like, oh, most of them inherited it. Baloney. People who inherit that stuff, you don't even know they have it, number one. Number two, they don't go out and operate with it. They'll lose it. People who blab this ramble have never owned a business. They don't understand what goes into it. They're in D.C. And so if they're, an anchor on this and that show forever, and they open a little boutique, everyone that is who's who goes in there, or whatever, they don't have a clue. You get all these guys, folks, you seen the 4 to 6 week lockdown thing coming? Compliments of Joe Biden. He came out and said, that's coming. He met with Disney, the CEO of Disney, on Wednesday. After the meeting, CEO of Disney said nothing. But what did he do? Well, he left the meeting, went to corporate, fired everybody in the corporation and shut it down indefinitely, okay? What's that tell you? What, he meets with Biden, walks out, shuts it down and walks away and lets everybody off. What's that tell you? It tells you Biden's got some dire plans. So now what? We're going to go into, folks, you're living in this era. Can't buy or sell, as people say. You cannot, the Bible says, participate in the marketplace without the mark of the beast. Well, it gets even worse, doesn't it? So our first picture was, oh, there's a bunch of people that take the mark. Like, we had this feeling, oh, the mark is just, you know, the evil beast runs around and goes, take my mark and be on my team. No. What about good old Bill Gates, Mr. We need to create mandatory global vaccination because we need to reduce the world's population. End of sentence. And then the media came out. He didn't really mean that. He didn't really mean that we need to lower population. What he really meant, it was an accident. Yeah, that's it. This is what all the news stations were saying. Really? Yeah, it was an accident for sure. No, it was crystal clear. He's coming out now talking about immunity certificates. And hang on, I got it here. Certificates of immunization. He wants a true, full-fledged, full-throttle lockdown. He says, no vaccination, no entry, no movement, no freedom. Quote, Bill Gates' mouth. He says, quote, I'm going to read it again. He says, no vaccination, no entry, no movement, no freedom. End of quote. Is he an elected leader? No. Does it matter? No. Why? Because Biden will let him run the government just like Trump let Fauci turn this world upside down. That guy's a crazed maniac. We've had this election. He's sitting out there still spouting off. Now his true liberalism shines through. And he's like, we're not going to get out of this till 2022. And everybody needs to wear a face diaper. And we need napkins on our mouth. And folks, this is the craziest thing. The science, I've said on the show, type into Google, masks don't work. And then go down. Now you got to go down 15 or 20 spaces Why? Well, Google is hiding it. And it's like RC Reader. Oh, look. I mean, this is something you need to look up anywhere, anyhow, anyway. Phone, iPad, computer, whatever you got. Type Google masks don't work. You go down, 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 down. I'm doing it right now. It's fun, huh? Man, if they jammed it down, this is nuts. River Cities Reader. I mean, it's like 25 down now in the search. So it's Masks Don't Work, a review of science relevant to COVID-19 social policies. They go through over 200 medically published journal articles, okay? It goes through extensive random controlled trial studies, meta-analysis reviews of random controlled studies. In other words, taking 10, 20, 30, 40 tests, consolidating and combining the information and coming to your own conclusion in addition to the studies. So the relevant known physics and biology are, you know, sadly such that masks and respirators should not work. It would be a paradox if masks and respirators worked. Given what we know about viral respiratory disease, the main transmission path is a long residence time aerosol particles less than 2.5 its mu meters, micrometers, which are too fine to be blocked, and the minimum infective dose is smaller than one aerosol particle. And then when you get down to the micrometers versus the minimum breathing space, 1/100th of a millimeter in the tightest cloth you can breathe through, you've got 150 million times the width of the coronavirus, the first virus ever seen under an electron microscope. Why? Because they finally were able to get up to 2 and 3 million power. And they're like, oh my gosh, there's life down there. Can you imagine that? That little tiny virus at 1/3 millionth of magnification before you can really see it well. And that thing's somehow alive or has some duty to go around and make your life miserable. When it comes to viruses, I'm like, Lord, what were you thinking? Bacterias, I kind of get, they're like organisms, they're all ugly and weird and they do their thing, but viruses, you know, they're not really living organisms, they're like this, they're, you know, when you have a computer, what do they call it, it's like, oh, come on, a virus, that's why I can't think of the name, it's a virus, like a virus in a computer, it's a virus in your body, you get a virus in your computer, it goes around and just destroys everything. And it's purposeless. Well, that's what our viruses are like, which is why they named it after that. But the point is, it's the weirdest thing. It kinks the code. It just goes in and kinks up the code. We have defense mechanisms, T cells and antibodies that go after it. But it's not fun. Maybe it's part of the fallen world. Maybe it's part of the oscillation of life. I do not know. But I can tell you this, it's not going to, masks do not work. They do not, period. There's endless studies in here, you know, where the conclusion, you know, 2009, use of surgical face masks to reduce the incidence of common cold among healthcare workers in Japan. And then it goes down and it says N95 mask healthcare workers were significantly more likely to experience headaches, shortness of breath, and other traumatic symptoms. Face mask use in healthcare worker was not demonstrated to provide any benefit in terms of cold symptoms or getting colds, flus, virus, etc. Then you go down, there's hundreds like that. Hundreds. And not one of them differs. Okay, so that's out. So that's a farce. Then you've got how many people that have had it? I know so many people that have legitimately tested positive. We get people that'll go, I had it, my mother had it, and they never did, I can tell. It's interesting, the people that aren't telling the truth and saying they had it, oh, I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. But then all the people that I know that have legitimately really had it and been tested, they're like, well, you know, I did get a little headache on Thursday, but that was after I hit my head on the door. You know, it's like, they're like, yeah, I was kind of sick to my stomach. I had to skip a meal. This kind of stuff. 99.97% survival rate, folks. That sound good to you? I think it's a pretty good deal. I think it's a good deal. I think we're in deep, deep stuff. We need to be ready. What are you going to do? Who are you going to call? I mean, we've got to rise up. We got to get a hold of our senators and congressmen and women and say, get us out of this. Can't well, she does. She can'ts very well. So she should can, which means to be positive. So what I was saying earlier, Jesus said to be wise as serpents, wise as the devil. And he is like, it's talking about being cunning and insightful and knowledgeable and on, like really, really wise. And it means as the devil. So I talked about Jesus. You know, Lucifer was created somewhere at some time. There's a lot of scripture that indicates that our solar system was his domain for some reason, that he walked up and down on the rolling rocks of fire, which is transcribed or translated as the planets. It talks multiple times randomly about this destruction of Rahab. Well, Rahab means Red Sandy. And the asteroid belt rock is red and sandy. So story is, the asteroid belt was a massive planet in our solar system that God destroyed somehow. And that is possibly when Lucifer decided to change his geographical location. He decided to relocate onto Oith, Earth, as they say. And therefore, he's here. And then he goes after Adam and Eve. You know, we've got just tons of stories. The heinous acts man's done to man, folks. And then you get Biden. He's drinking this Kool-Aid like wildfire. I mean, he's just drinking the Kool-Aid. It's all the game. He's a big zombie. He's on a bunch of drugs. I guarantee it 100%. There's no question. You can even see his pupils are all dilated. He's on drugs. He's all jacked up. That's why he's never happy, never smiling, never relaxed. And he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's got a teleprompter feeding him all the time. And he just sticks to that like glue, keeps him out of trouble. Trump forgot to do that. He doesn't quite know how, does he? So here's the thing. As I'm watching what's going on, as they think, and may be quite correct, that Biden may have taken this election. No, folks, he didn't win it. If you saw the garbage that I saw, I mean, this Twitter stuff, folks, what is wrong with us? They're controlling free speech. You know, I mean, like, to an extent I never thought I would see. See if I can find this. Okay. Well, okay, so I don't have it here, per se. Trump laid out a whole bunch of details on fraud that has occurred during the election, which I'm trying to find. And then Twitter comes out and says, we do not agree with his views on election fraud or, I mean, on like this, right? It's like, why in the world would they ever say that? I mean, what right do you have? It's freedom of speech. And it's election fraud. It's the backbone of the United States of America. Well, here's what they know. As I think Lindsey Graham or Karl Rove or somebody said, they said, if we don't get this election system figured out now, another will never elect another Republican. This election was stolen in so many ways, and so they do the, well, it's not widespread, even though we have multiple cases in each state. We need a recount. I mean, that's what you do. That's the right thing. If the Supreme Court wants to do the right thing, they'll call for a recount, a legitimate recount. But you know what? You're still going to have piles of fake ballots. But if you have a good computer taker, computer note taker, you'll be able to detect if you're doing the same customer's names multiple times or the same customer, the same voter's name or whatever. They need to do that. I think you would see the most drastic swing ever. Trump would win. The lies, the stories, they abound. They're crazy. They were unbelievable the way they were treated. It was not America is what I'd guess. To say. Let's see if I can find a list. Well, anyway, we won't do that. But Trump came out with a real slew to wipe. They came out with a slew of all these different activities that they were using to wipe him out. And there's so much garbage.